With much of the country in a deep freeze this week, it might make for good therapy to daydream a bit about summer. July Flame is the summary title of the new CD by Laura Veers. Veers is known for writing and singing songs about nature, the great outdoors, and this new album, her seventh, is no exception. She joins us from the studios of Oregon Public Broadcasting in Portland. Welcome.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, we're great, and thanks so much for joining us. So I want to start by asking you about this title track, July Flame, which I gather is actually named after a peach.
It is. It's a variety of peach that's grown in Oregon, and I was at the farmer's market a couple years ago and saw the title for the variety and thought, that's a good song title. I should write a song about that. And then I did, and it turned out to be a good song and ended up being the title of the record as well.
Told you grew up in Colorado and then studied geology and Mandarin Chinese at college. That's quite a combo.
Yeah, I started off with the Chinese because I took a year off before college and went to Malaysia to live with my family for a year. So my dad, he's a physics professor and he was teaching at a college over there, and I decided to go and teach English and poke around and travel around Asia. And I ended up in China where my cousins were and became fascinated with the language and the written form in particular, I thought was so beautiful. I decided I wanted to pursue that in college, and so I did, and went back to China several times and got pretty good at spoken Mandarin. I learned about 2,000 characters, and now I feel like I probably only know about 20,
because these things go. It happens with foreign languages, doesn't
yeah.
it?
If you don't use them, they go. And so at that point, I was a geology major, and I decided it would be cool for my senior project to put my interests of Chinese and geology together into one project and go over to learn about geology and field assist in the Taklamakan Desert, which is in the northwest part of China.
Okay.
And I ended up not really feeling very great about the geology side of things, and I wasn't a very good translator either, because no one there speaks Mandarin Chinese. So, and I didn't know that ahead of time.
A fatal flaw in your plans there. But you
totally
did get something
fatal
out of it. You brought your guitar.
I did. I bought this really crappy guitar in Beijing. It was like $5, and the action was really high. The strings were way off the neck, but I was able to push them down and write some songs. And it was the beginning of my feelings, though, that I want to be a writer. But ultimately, I realized that working with melody and words was my favorite thing, not just words alone on the page, and so I started taking songwriting more seriously after that.
In a green
wrote these songs on, this is another crappy guitar, apparently, as you call it. This is a theme for you, the crappy guitar.
Yeah.
Tell me why. Describe the process for me.
It's a guitar. It's a nylon string Goya. It's probably not terribly crappy. If I tried to sell it, I'd probably get a couple $100. But it's a
so
guitar that we
have. So
you've
moved past the $5 days.
Yeah, up to $200.
Okay.
But it was a guitar lying around the house growing up, and I started playing it during Christmas holidays when I started to write songs, like in my 20s. I would come home and play it, and I realized, wow, there are a lot of songs in this guitar. Like, I just would sit down to play it, and songs would come out, and I realized I needed to take it off my dad's hands and bring it home. And since then, I've recorded it on every album and written tons and tons of songs on it, and it just, I think it was Neil Young who said songs, certain guitars have songs in them. I hope it's Neil Young, I'm not sure, but that one has a lot of songs in it.
She can really play it, she can really lay it down. Smile, good vibrations, help me wander homeward bound.
Tell me about another song on the album, Carol Kay. This is Carol Kay, the famous bass player and session musician. Was she an inspiration of yours?
Yeah, she was. She has an amazing presence on so many different records. She's the most recorded bass player of all time. And she grew up for part of her life in Everett, Washington, which is close to where we live. And I was just fascinated with her story. And then when I started listening to her bass parts, I was blown away. I mean, she's just so inventive and creative on the bass. And it's no wonder she was called upon as like the number one session player in much of the 60s and 70s.
Mission Impossible, oh, she's out of this world. 10,000 sessions from an Everett, Washington girl.
I'm speaking with singer and songwriter Laura Veers about your new CD, July Flame. One of the songs on here, Little Deschutes, am I saying that right?
Yes.
That's such a rich, lush sound in this song. Is that what you were aiming for?
Yes. I mean, I think most of the songs on this album hold up pretty well on their own just with an instrument and a voice, and that was my goal going into it. But this one, we piled a lot of stuff on various drone sounds and the string sounds of Stephen Barber, who's an arranger who lives in Austin. And I love the way it turned out. I think it's a really beautiful piece of music that captures a canoe trip that we took to the Little Deschutes River a couple of years ago.
Peace I've known, floating along the deep green river with you and a song. Something like the peace I hope to make with you my whole life long. I want nothing more than to flow with you.
Now, you are on your way to tour in Europe later this month. Do you find the experience touring overseas different from touring here in the States?
Honestly, you get better treatment over there. especially in France, I love to tour there because at the venue you'll come in and do sound check, and then they'll clear the room and bring in these big wooden tables, and the whole staff, including the ticket sellers and the merch sellers and the lighting people in the band and everybody who's involved in the show will eat dinner together in the room. It's a very bonding thing. It makes it feel like a special show.
Right, more of a team effort.
Yeah, and here you'll often, you know, we're not playing theaters yet, so you'll walk into the bar and they'll give you your $10 buyout and then you'll go find a place to eat and then you'll come back. And it's very more individual. But it's just, I've focused more on Europe, honestly, because I got my start there and I had momentum there. So I have some catching up to do here, but I feel optimistic about this record and people in this country responding well to it as well.
And we'll see you on tour here in the States in February, right?
Yes.
Great. Laura Veers talking about her new CD, July Flame, which comes out Tuesday on her own record label called Raven Marching Band Records. She joined us from the studios of Oregon Public Broadcasting in Portland. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
You can hear Laura Veer's complete album as part of our exclusive First Listen series at nprmusic.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Mary Louise Kelly.